welcome to another edition of the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley. Thank you for spending some of your time here. The core of this podcast remains music, but I don't want to set any limits on the content either. So while many of the shows will feature a musician reflecting on their latest release, one could be about a listener's experience through music. Maybe a president or CEO that dabbles in music on the side. Or how about a former public radio reporter who uses music to raise money for various charities and nonprofits? Little hint, that one may be coming your way very soon. Maybe it's a longtime staff member here at 90.5 that will discuss their love of music. I just want to share good stories and good music with you through this project because I feel strongly that music combined with story connects us unlike anything else. Before we get to our guest for this episode, here's a couple things I'm enjoying at the moment, starting with the artist Yola. Give a listen to this. Love the voice, love the sound, love the story. Please check out Yola's latest release, Walk Through Fire. And there's a link at the bottom of this podcast to a story produced by Julie Height for NPR's Morning Edition, a fantastic feature on Yola Carter that's worth your time. One more noteworthy item, especially for my 80s friends, Bryan Adams is back. You were born in a small town. My wife and I saw Bryan Adams in Columbus several years ago, and he sounded just like he did in the 80s. No kidding. I mean, just him and his guitar, pure joy, pure great sound. Anyway, that's the title track from his new Shine a Light release. Hey, maybe Music Journeys can feature Bryan sometime soon. Better get to work on that. On this show, though, I'm excited to share the story of Natalie Gerard. She grew up in Gahanna and graduated from Wright State University. She sings, she acts, she dances, all the talents that I lack. She's in town as part of the cast of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. Natalie Gerard, our featured guest on the show. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name is Natalie Gerard. I play Gabrielle on the national tour of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, and you are listening to the Music Journeys podcast.
Natalie Gerard remembers always being animated as a child. Whether singing or dancing, she loved being the center of attention.
My stepdad, something he used to do is, we had one of those big camcorders that, you know, you would sit on your shoulder. And when I was little, I used to just like act out little scenes from movies that we would watch. I remember I loved Young Frankenstein, you know, when I was little, and would just act out little scenes and, you know, from that, you know, just from the movies we would see, and he would, you know, film them. And I think from then on, I was like, I want to be on camera. I want to be on stage. I want to be acting. And my parents always encouraged that.
Gerard grew up in Gahanna, attending St. Matthew and Gahanna Lincoln High School. She completed her college courses at Wright State University, then moved to New York. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella marks her first national tour, and it brings her back home for two performances, March 8th and 9th, at the Palace Theater.
I'm playing Gabrielle, who's one of the stepsisters in Cinderella. And Gabrielle is, I think you'll find out, is a little bit different than what you would expect from the normal stepsister rep. She's actually much more sympathetic in this version of the show. She has much more love and concern for Ella than she does, you know, wanting to hurt her or, you know, benefit from her demise. And in fact, she's there to help Ella on her journey, which is really great. And you sort of see the sisterhood and friendship bond with them throughout the show. So that's really special and different to this production. And bringing this production to Columbus, which is my hometown, is beyond a dream come true for me. This is something I've worked at my entire life. I remember, you know, my mom and I just dreaming that this day would come true, that you know, all my hard work would pay off. And now that I'm here, you know, I'm just going to try and soak up every moment of it, I think.
Are you sure you can keep my secret?
I can. We shall have a secret. That will make us...
Co-conspirators.
Friends.
Sisters.
May we both find our loves.
And our lives. The stars in a hazy heaven, trembling above me,
danced when he promised always to love me.
The day came through.
Away I flew, but on my lips he left a kiss.
All my life I'll dream of this.
Of thee.
The message that is so deeply rooted throughout the show is kindness. And as an artist, my job is truly to tell a story and to share it with an audience. And I think that being on stage every night and being able to share the message of kindness, I couldn't ask for a better career. I couldn't ask for a better way to spend my life, really, I think I should say. Being able to share the message of kindness and hope that this, you know, when people walk into the theater and when they come out, they're two different people in a way, you know, and they maybe decide to make different choices in their life that include kindness and following a dream that they have, however impossible it may seem.
Gerard's ultimate goal would be performing on Broadway. She also didn't rule out some sort of music release in the future. Definitely be looking forward to that. In the meantime, though, we'll have to settle for the Fast Five. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine. Yeah. All right. The first song that you can remember hearing that you loved?
Wander by Natalie Merchant, because I was named after her, and my mom used to sing it to me.
They say I must be one.
Thank you.
when I was 3, 4, 5, and we used to dance around the living room while she would sing me this song, that one.
Wonderful. That's great. The song that makes you feel the most nostalgic.
I think You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Aretha Franklin.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
Saturdays was the day we used to clean the house, and my mom would play Aretha Franklin, and whenever Natural Woman would come on, we would all stop, my brother, her, and I, and we would sing it at the top of our lungs to each other, which I'm sure our neighbors loved, but that's probably that one.
Good. Okay, the go-to song for dancing, or something you hear and you just can't sit still when you hear it.
Okay. Oh, no, this is embarrassing. Okay. Probably Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
And the Jay-Z song was alright. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah.
I love the beat. I love it. It's like, who doesn't party in the USA? Who doesn't want to party and get up and jump around whenever that song comes on?
Okay, the song that makes you feel like working out or motivates you to do something.
Probably Do It Like a Dude by Jesse J. I love that one. Motivates me.
Do it like a brother, do it like a dude. Grab my crutch, wrap my head low like yo. We can do it like the man, them, man, them. We can do it like the man.
It makes me feel like I can do anything, that I'm invincible. I can lift as much weight as I want in the gym.
Excellent. We need those songs from time to time. Okay, last one. The song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
I'm feeling tired. I don't know why. Because I think that I would choose Natural Woman again, because it is nostalgic and it lifts me up. I think that, but I want to give you a different song. Okay, well, maybe Respect by Aretha Franklin, because I just love her, you know.
That's great. That's all there is. Thank you so much.
Yay! Thank you so much. That was so fun.
My thanks to Natalie Girard for her time and her artistry, whether it's singing, dancing, or acting. And thank you for listening to the Music Journeys podcast. Coming up on the next episode, a real treat for longtime public radio fans in the state of Ohio. We'll chat with Bill Cohen about his love for music and his upcoming concert featuring John Denver songs. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.